We welcome to the program ABC News contributor Imogen Lloyd-Webber. Good morning, Imogen.
Good morning, Riedel.
Hey, now, Imogen, we know the news has broken this morning that Prince Charles is going to walk Meghan Markle down the aisle. But what I want to know, is Prince Harry's real father, James Hewitt, going to attend the wedding as well?
Oh, for goodness sake, Riedel. Okay, for once in a while, I don't know how many times I've told you this. Harry was born in 1984. Diana didn't even meet Hewitt until 1986. I think, do the math here, complete impossibility. Harry looks like a Spencer, the Spencer side of the family. So just get with the program, Riedel.
So you've been, Imogen, this is Len Berman. I apologize for him. I know he's a friend of yours. For the life of me, I don't know why. But
me either.
But at least you've set him straight on the math. So so she didn't even meet the guy till 2 years later.
Sorry, repeat that, Len. I'm sort of live from London, so it's getting a little bit crackly.
No, that's okay. I was just emphasizing the point that Riedel's math is very poor. So is the excitement building to the local Brits? Although you're a Brit, do you care about this wedding as much as Americans seem to?
I think the Americans on some levels might be even more excited. Obviously, this is an American princess. We've not seen that since Princess Grace married into Monaco back in, I think, 1956 it was. So there is that level of excitement that the Americans have. But at the end of the day, Meghan Markle is somebody who lived the American dream before she'd even met Harry. So I'm fascinated to see what happens to her and with her. She's started this new chapter of her life.
Yeah. Imogen, how did they meet? How long have they been dating? And was it sort of a love at first sight?
So they were set up on a blind date in summer of 2016. Harry walked in and realized, he said, now he's on record, that he had to up his game. Now, here was this absolutely beautiful, stunning woman who was also a humanitarian. You know, separately, before she met Harry, she'd done a lot of charity work, even though she was in suits. She'd been to Rwanda. She'd been to Afghanistan. She later on, of course, went to India, to Delhi, to Mumbai. She very much has passion for good causes, which, of course, he does as well. As a member of the royal family, one of your main roles is to put a spotlight on good causes. So it was a definite meeting of minds immediately.
Mm. She's handled this whole public scenario with such aplomb. She's been very cool, very smiley. Is she going to be able to continue that forever? Because the media just watches every little thing she does at all times.
Look, it's tough. I mean, both Harry and William have what's called a smiling hatred of the media. They believe that the media killed their mother. So therefore, William has been incredibly protective of his family, of Kate, of George, of Charlotte, and of course now Louis. And we're going to see that with Harry and Meghan and their kids. I do think that this week, especially with everything that's gone on, Harry is going to be stepping up that protection because, you know, all the sort of gossip about Thomas Markle, was he walking down the aisle, what was going on, the royal family would have hated that, and Harry no more than anyone else in the royal family. So I'll definitely be trying to do more, learn lessons from that, and look after her and, I guess, you know, her family just that little bit more.
Imogen, there's going to have to be some acknowledgement of Princess Diana at the wedding in some way. You have any sense of how they will do that?
Yeah, so what they're doing is Harry's invited all the Spencers. They're all there. You know, some Windsors actually are not coming, but you know, Harry has made sure all the Spencers are there. And indeed, Lady Jane Fellows, who is Princess Diana's sister, she's going to be giving a reading. So there's going to be that element. And of course, don't forget the engagement ring. And the engagement ring, the center diamond that Meghan's got, that's from Botswana, which is where they went on their third date, as you do. But the two diamonds either side of that center diamond do in fact come from a collection of Princess Diana's jewellery. So she's sort of there on the day. Of course, William gave Kate Diana's engagement ring. So, you know, we see that on Kate's finger all the time.
And also Elton John, who is one of Princess Diana's closest friends, is going to be performing at the wedding, I believe.
Yes, that's rumored. He had some dates in Las Vegas we cancelled because he had a scheduling conflict. Well, what's going on this weekend? That would be the royal wedding. So look, we're expecting Elton John at some point. Maybe he'll be doing something during the service, but actually maybe he's just going to be performing at the second reception later, which is a rather intimate gathering of just 200 people. A lot of people are a little bit upset they haven't been invited to that. Apparently Peter Middleton's not even going to that one. So maybe he's going to be performing there.
All right, Imogen Lloyd-Webber, ABC News contributor, wedding crasher there in Windsor. Are you going to sneak down the aisle yourself, Imogen, while you're there? Can you get into the church?
I am going to be live on ABC from 5 a.m. tomorrow, and I assume you'll be watching Riedel, and I will be quizzing you when I get back to New York to make sure that you have this.
And remember who Harry's father is, Riedel. Come on.
That's right, James Hewitt. All right, Imogen, take
care.
Imogen. We'll be watching you tomorrow on Good Morning America.